Warm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So, you know, I just went through a move.
An unexpected move. Someone came and knocked on your door and bought the house from you?
Literally. Put a note in our mailbox. And how does that happen?
Really?
It's been a journey. But apparently other people got the note in the mailbox, but they didn't.
They didn't say yes.
And we said yes for a lot of reasons. First and foremost, honestly, the couple were a mirror image of us. They have kids who are six, I think 4 and 6. Our kids were 5 and 3 when we moved. We were in that house for 18 years. It was mega big to be knocking around in, and it's Rochester, New York. You get a letter like that, you listen.
Yeah.
So, and they've been so easy to deal with. But I've learned so much about moving. I thought, I was there for 18 years. It's the longest I've ever lived in any one place. Has anybody else ever lived?
24 years in Webster.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So if you think about it, like your generation, you guys, younger people, are moving like every 5 years. That's like studies are showing that people are moving. But when you settle in, it is like a physics experiment gone bad. You're going to expand into the space that you have. And I had so much stuff. Mm-hmm. That was one. I think you have got to find the right mover. Like, and people who are going to understand that. I mean, for me, I was so emotional. I had to figure out, because we're renting, what could we take? What could we leave? Right. That was really important. Finding, I started working with an organizer who's changed my life.
Really?
Bins. I have bins for days. It's like, because if you're going to move into a new place that's smaller, you have to be compact and know where everything is. And I think that's critically important. I think you got to get the right team. You have to plan for it. And this was the problem. Like, we didn't have any time to plan.
No, because you didn't know you were going to move.
Well, in Rochester, New York, August is a big time for people to move in. Think of every doctor who's moving in, to start their residencies.
Oh, okay.
Start in July and August. And, professors are coming and going from all the universities. So we couldn't even find a mover. Like, none of them were available the day we need. We found the best. I was so happy with Clark Moving. Can I say,
sure,
I can say that, right? Clark Moving was amazing. Lorraine Bajonos she's moving in with me. She's my, seriously, she's my organizer. And I can find things now I never knew I had. she organized my jewelry in buckets. My favorite part is glittery things, big things, bohemian things. Like, we like the labels that we put on it. Like, I have bohemian things. Big things was my favorite. And then a great decorator who, look, if you have a really good friend with an aesthetic eye, have them come. Nobody tells you how to place furniture. Mm-hmm. But I got lucky. Joe Nardone is a decorator and also a really good friend. And he helped do layouts and he measured. Like, you have to measure things. How do you know if your couch is going to fit in that space? You have no idea. And nobody helps you with this.
You're not a detailed person, are you?
Really? No, I'm not a visual creative.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. I mean, I kept asking for more throws. He goes, that's a lot of throws. You have more? I'm like, don't I need throws? I mean, isn't that decorating? He's like, no, that's not decorating.
It's not decorating. That's lazy.
Thoughtful.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm101.3.com.
Warm101.3.com.